Morning, Matt. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Good, thanks.
Nice day at Ballarat?
Yeah, it's beautiful. A bit too warm for me, to be honest.
Oh, don't be a whinging pom about our weather. It's been so bad for so long. Hey, tell me, what's the latest with Future Score? I know this has been really frustrating for everyone involved. What is the veterinary advice that you're receiving? Because you've entered him again on Saturday in the Pakenham Cup.
Yes, we had him in the Zipping last weekend and then just thought and hoped that maybe the Pakenham Cup might be a bit weaker. It turned out it's actually quite a strong race. But the horse is absolutely flying. He's really come to hand nicely. I mean, he is going into the race probably 8 weeks between runs. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge for him. But he's going really well and looks great. He's moving like he always does. We're waiting to hear back from the veterinary department at RV. I think they're going to come up and have a look at him tomorrow or Thursday. And it'll be up to them, basically, whether he runs or not. But he's, you know, he's in the lead-up to the Melbourne Cup, and afterwards he's had CT scan, X-rays, and three trot-ups. He passed the CT scan and the X-rays and two trot-ups and failed on one. So he's pretty good, really, in my mind, and he's very similar to what he's always been like, certainly over the last 18 months. So we'll just have to see how he goes on the final trot-up before Saturday.
So what's the issue with the trot-up that the vets are seeing?
Well, he's got a subtle lameness off four, which varies a little bit depending on what time of day you see him. You know, if he's warmed up in the morning, he's pretty good on it. You can barely see it. I've got plenty of video of him sort of in the trotting ring before his gallops, and you wouldn't pick a leg. But you look at him in the afternoon when he's a bit cold and he's been standing around, he's a bit sort of arthritic on that off four leg. He does have a screw in that fetlock, which was put in about 18 months ago, a bit longer than that, 2 years ago. That's actually, and the vets agree, that's actually protective of the leg, but it does cause this sort of subtle lameness. For us, we know it. We see the horse every day. We check him regularly with a vet. But I suppose from the RV vet's perspective, when they, you know, see the horse only infrequently, it is a lameness, and they need to be satisfied that they know where the lameness is coming from. But we've done what we can to assure them that it's a sort of low-grade, consistent action, and that it's not a danger to the horse. And the CT scans and the X-rays all back that up. So I'm hopeful we can get them around to our way of thinking, but at the end of the day, it's their decision.
And I suppose when he's raced earlier in the spring carnival, the no mandatory vet tests before races like the Herbert Power and the Mooney Valley Cup, so he didn't undergo that same scrutiny. Is that the reason why he was able to race without any issues?
Yeah, well, not quite the same scrutiny, but he did have trot-ups and checks leading into that, and we were on the front foot with it, knowing that it might be a problem, and sent them trot-up videos, etc., leading into those races, and he was cleared on race day when trotted up before the race. And that's sort of him, really. When he gets moving and gets, a bit excited on race day, there's no lameness there to pick. And look, I understand the argument to both sides, and it's very important that we have a safe sport and we look after the horses. But equally, you know, I think this sort of fine line, and I don't know what the solution is or how we work towards it, but we need to understand that not all horses in training have a perfect gait, and we need to be able to distinguish between the horses that are a danger and the horses that aren't. And I feel like we've done everything we can to convince the team that don't see him every day that this is consistent with his normal action. In fact, he's been like this for 18 months and more, and won the Cranbourne Cup moving like this. So it's difficult to know how it's going to play out and what it means for the horse if it doesn't go in our favour and he doesn't get to run. You know, he'll probably have to look at moving up to New South Wales or retirement.
Well, I was going to say, is his career in Victoria over if that's the case?
I think it would have to be because, we can't ask the owners to keep putting money into training him down here if he's just going to keep getting scratched before the race. So, yeah, there's going to be some hard decisions to make based on what they find leading into this race.
Well, a little bit like Gold Trip earlier in the season from the Kira Maher stable. Is it a less strict veterinary procedure in New South Wales that allows these horses to actually race?
Well, I'm not entirely sure because I don't know how much they look at them leading into these races. But I think they're probably happier to put a bit more faith in into trainers and the veterinary team, and sort of happy to listen to their explanation and understand that it's their responsibility, really. But I guess the pressure that's on the Melbourne Cup down here in Victoria has led to a raising of the bar, so to speak. And I don't mind the raising of the bar at all. I think that's a good thing for the sport. But I think it's not quite as simple as just having a line, a threshold. It's a bit of a blurred line. And how we navigate that sort of blurry area is what's complicated and what needs to be sorted out, really, in the next 12 months.
Well, one horse you're not going to have any issues with is team captain, who is absolutely airborne since the name change and joining your stable. How has he come through that run at Flemington, where he was super impressive?
Yeah, really well. I think definitely the sort of change environment seems to put a pep in its step. And how long that pep lasts, I'm not sure. We've had a bit of a gap between runs. We had him in the Sandown Cup, and that probably would have been a race that would have been relatively easy for him. But made the decision, whether it was right or wrong, to give him another go at the 2,400 metre range, 2,500 metres, and just see, you know, what he can achieve at that distance, because that'll just help me sort of narrow down a little bit what races I want to target in the autumn and going forward. If he's a horse that looks really effective over 2,400 still, then we can maybe include a few more races that we might have excluded if he'd looked like a pure 3,200 metre horse. And that's why I was quite keen to give him a bit more of a challenge this weekend, rather than run around in a sort of pure stairs race of 3,200 at Caulfield.
Well, Blake McDougall has ridden him brilliantly. Will he keep the ride in the Pakenham Cup on Saturday?
Yes, definitely. He's a fantastic rider, and he gets on really well with this horse. It was really just chance that we had him on the horse. Couldn't find a jockey on the day, and he was available when he had his first run for us. And he won comfortably with a very good ride, and I see no reason to take him off. He gets on with the horse really well, and he's a jockey in form, and one that's a very sort of smart in the way he approaches his races and understands horses quickly.
Well, he is part of the Vic Hustlers team, and on Cup Day it was great to interview you after the race with the loudest screams pretty much of the carnival from the team. How many are you expecting to get on course at Pakenham on Saturday?
Well, they've been booking up tables there at Pakenham for about 3 months, I think, ever since I first put out a some detailed plan onto what races we were going to go for. I think there might have been a few disappointed hustlers if we'd gone to Sandown. But at the end of the day, we made the decision based on what we need to learn from the horse and not where the crew is going. But certainly if he happens to win on Saturday, there's I think Pakenham, the engineers might have to come out and have a bit of a look at the stand, because it's going to be quite loud, I think.
Well, there's no pressure on you. So are you telling your thousands of loyal owners that they should be backing team captain come Saturday?
Yeah, I think he's going really well. He's very fit, and he's got a beautiful pedigree, and I think he's still got room for improvement. The question still for me is whether we can find that improvement at 24, or whether we actually need to step up in distance and really play to his strength, certainly on his pedigree side, because his pedigree is all stayer. And it might be that, you know, up in class at 24 might be a bit tough for him, but certainly based on his previous form here in Australia. But if you look at the pedigree, hopefully he can still perform at this distance and keep improving.
And do we get to see Tycoon Beck on Saturday as well?
Yes, we do. Yeah, she's staying at the 1600. She wants further, but she just ran out of puff a little bit in her first start off a long layoff. And she got taken on early in the early stages of Geelong and just made it quite tough for her to finish off. But the form of that race worked out really well, and she's come on a lot. You know, I think the only danger really is not fitness anymore, but maybe finding horses that are a bit too sharp for her. But she's a quality mare, and I think we'll see her really go places after this one.
Mm. It seems like the stable's going pretty well. I note you've got a few two-year-olds entered for the Magic Millions, including Cover Star, who ran really well in the two-year-old classic at Ballarat. Have you got a smart two-year-old? Is Cover Star the one, or is there another one we haven't seen?
No, there are a few that you haven't seen and probably won't see for a bit longer. The others that are nominated for that race won't be going there, just be Cover Star. I'm a little bit concerned about what the new COVID variant might mean for getting a team of staff up there and us going up there ourselves. But the horse is really well. She's having a little break, and we'll probably need to give her a run before she heads up there. She's earned $45,000 for finishing second, but it's just borderline as to whether she gets in the race. And in a tough year, she might not. So we'll probably need to give her another run, and we can either do that down here or up there.
Fingers crossed this new COVID variant doesn't cause havoc with the borders, especially for the Magic Millions. Can you leave us with a winner at Geelong on Wednesday?
I think Adeline will go really well. Like, she needs further, but she's just come back so well this preparation. She looks fantastic. We'll be riding her pretty quiet, so she'll have to do a bit of work around them late on. But she's going really well, and she's certainly one to follow, if not tomorrow, then in her next start.
Adeline, race 4, number 12. Good on you, Matt. Great to catch up. Good luck. When did you say that final vet test will be? Later in the week for Future School?
Tomorrow or Thursday. We haven't had confirmation on that yet, but we'll wait to hear.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Matty.
All right. Thanks a lot.